Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
What are you doing?
I'm starting a fight. He's gonna finish it for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This hour, your inside look in the world of MMA. Straight up, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, the defending, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airways, having defended that title for better than 31 years. That's right, 32 years of radio, celebrating right now. Open phone lines, coast to coast, we talk mixed martial arts, UFC, Bellator, World Series of Fighting, all that kind of good stuff. Pride, maybe the return of Pride, of course, Fedor coming back January 1st. New Year's Eve, Japan, Tokyo, Japan, live on Spike TV. MMA, all A to Z, folks. Open phone lines, coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. The Skype line's happening as well. The address is Sports Byline and the number 2. And of course, there is a pending class action lawsuit filed against Zuffa Sports, the owners of the UFC in Las Vegas, by a bunch of fighters. And one of the fighters will be here in about 15 minutes to talk about King Kyle Kingsbury, retired UFC fighter, claiming the UFC did a lot of not-so-cool things when it came to fighters and their well-being and having fighters fight hurt and having fighters not get paid maybe the money they should get paid. And, of course, there's the advertising deal now that Reebok's got with the UFC where, you know, guys like Brendan Schaub, who just sort of resigned from the UFC because he was making $100,000 a fight with advertising. And guess what? He can't do that anymore. The UFC's giving him $5,000 a fight, $10,000 a fight for advertising. So if he's going to make most of his money in advertising, why should he fight? He can't. He can't make any money. It costs you like $20,000, $25,000 to put together a training camp. Seriously, the bills, you still got to pay bills at home, the child support, the wife, you got to feed the kids. Still going on, folks. Even you're in training, okay? The bottom line is the UFC doesn't offer enough to the fighters. Only 12 to 15% of the total revenues. That's not right. You're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide on Sports Byline.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Spider, are you ready? And it's about to get serious. Slide quickly across.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Woo! It's going to be good.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super.
Mom used to like that drop right there. She'd say, you know, son, it ain't bragging when you're telling the truth. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside living the world of mixed martial arts right now. Of course, John Fitch, a winner last night. World Series of Fighting, number 24. Of course, that was a highlight in the main event. He ground down Yoshin Okami. it was like one of the most boring fights you're ever going to see on television. And straight up, didn't do a whole lot for the people watching WSOF last night. Of course, on the NBC Sports Channel. Straight up, just Sports Network. I just don't know. That's probably... He's probably not the guy to put in the main event. I mean, they call him a blanket. I think the Zach Attack called him a blanket because he's boring. And that's maybe putting it a little light, being a little light on. Bottom line is last night he sort of stunk to join up. Anyway, I do want to mention this, though, that a fighter is struggling for his life. Evidently, a guy named Pritchard Colon was involved in that garden card. No, take it back. He was in Fairfax, Virginia. He was a part of a boxing card there. And he is fighting for his life. He's in a coma. He's had two surgeries on his brain. It's not very good. Anytime they operate on your brain, it's not good. They operate on your brain twice. That's twice as bad. But the bottom line is he is fighting for his life in a Fairfax, Virginia hospital. And, of course, he is a professional boxer. And he's just said had taken to the ring this past week. Straight up scary stuff, combat sports, folks. Scary, scary stuff. Every once in a while, you know, things happen, just like they do in other sports. But you don't see people getting killed in baseball. Not too often. I mean, they just don't happen. Football, a little bit more often than you think. Of course, another football player committing suicide last week at the age of 25 years old. These guys aren't aging guys. These guys are way past their prime junior sale. It's just not worth it. I don't know. Is it worth it? I mean, think about that. And I still say this. People involved in combat sports probably face a lower percentage of getting, especially MMA, face a lower percentage of getting concussions and getting permanent brain damage and do boxers because, as I mentioned before, in that series of testing that the Nevada City Athletic Commission did between, I think, 2001 and 2006, in which they tested every fighter in MMA and every fighter in boxing to see who came up with concussions, the MMA fighters came up with a 2.1 percentage of them came up with brain bleeds. Okay, in boxers it was something like 21%. So like almost 10 times as much. So sort of tell you that getting hit with those big gloves just isn't that good for him. It just isn't that good for him. Gossip going on. Ronda Rousey being slammed a bit by Chris Cyborg Santos. You know, the girl that has the extra male chromosome. Maybe. Having taken steroids in the past, I just don't know. Anyway,
she sounds very tough.
And she said that Ronda shouldn't be talking smack about Floyd Mayweather and his domestic violence scene. She admitted in her biography that she beat up her boyfriend and kicked him in the you know what and all that kind of good stuff. So maybe she got a point there, calling her a bit of a hypocrite. Speaking of more hypocrites and people leaving camps, T.J. Dillashaw, he left the Team Alpha Male camp in Sacramento, California. It's run by Uriah Faber and company. And he left them. Of course, they brought him to Stardom, but he left them. And now he's with the Elevation team, I believe, in Colorado. And he's doing his thing now in Colorado. He was a traitor, according to Conor McGregor. Uriah Faber wasn't too happy about him leaving, but he left. And he's gone. I think this opens the door for a fight between Uriah Faber and T.J. Dillashaw if Faber can make 135 pounds. Now, Faber took that fight with Frankie Edgar in May in the Philippines at 145 or something like that when he'd been fighting at 135. And Frankie Edgar was a former lightweight champion, come down from 155 to 145. So it didn't bode well. I mean, that fight on paper looked bad for Uriah Faber. Why would you take that fight? It didn't look good. Styles didn't look good. Size didn't look good. It just was like, I thought he was almost in a no-win situation, Uriah Faber, okay? But he took the fight and he lost. And, of course, you know, some people say that's the pressure of Dana White telling guys, if you do this, I'll do favors for you later. We'll talk about that with Kyle Kingsbury in a few minutes, right? Kyle, one of the fighters, a retired UFC fighter, has a class action lawsuit against the UFC and Zuffa Sports, claiming they have a monopoly, claiming that they've denied fighters money and money they deserve and ruined people's careers. And, you know, I'm going back to this, and I keep harping on this advertising. When a fighter can make $100,000, $100,000 in advertising on his trunks, and then you take away the $100,000, you only give him $20,000 to fight, he's losing $100,000? So in other words, instead of Schaub fighting for like $120,000, he'd fight for like $20,000. Come on, give me a break. No wonder you took a vacation from USC. Next up, King Kyle Kingsbury on Sports Byline. Open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The Skype line, that's happening as well. The address, Sports Byline and the number 2. This is Ring Talk live worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeart Radio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network.
To win your love for me.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Stand up battle so far. Man, you're right, Joe. Mike Brown, she's so tight with his strike. Oh, yeah! Gambarian looking to finish. And it is all over. Stand it.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
If I can't teach you one way, I'll teach you another. But I'm going to get the job done.
Down in the MGM Grand, this is about 15, 20 years ago. Levi Stubbs and the Four Tops were going down to do a sound check in the MGM Grand Ballroom. Anyway, the bottom line is I'm in the elevator. I realize the Four Tops are in there with me. Anyway, it was pretty heavy. He's the most confident man I've ever met in my life, Levi Stubbs. More confident than Muhammad Ali, everybody. I mean, he was like so cool, like the Black Elvis. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts. On the line from Silicon Valley, the King, Kyle Kingsbury. Big the King, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's good to be back in the house with you, Pedro.
Fantastic, man. Let's talk about the lawsuit. Of course, you lost a class action lawsuit by yourself, brought by yourself, Kung Lee and Nate Quarry and a number of other fighters, a class action lawsuit against the UFC. Now, you had a court date a couple weeks ago as far as the veracity of the case was concerned in Nevada. What happened?
Well, we had a motion to dismiss, which is basically the show can go on or it's squashed right at the beginning in its infancy. And typically at that stage in the game, the judge just reviews it very quickly. He looks and then he hears the arguments, that kind of thing, and he makes a decision a few weeks later. What was really cool was our judge marked the case inside and out. He was hammering the Zuffa lawyers right out of the gate. And he took 10 minutes for recess. He came right back and said, motion to dismiss, denied in full. I'll give you a full written report on my reasoning. But basically, we're going to proceed and go ahead with this case. So we've got a shot right now. We're going to get our day in court.
So you're going to get to look at some of the Dave Meltzer and I talked about this a few weeks ago. Of course, he subbed for you a couple weeks ago. Is that okay?
Oh, anytime, man. Dave is an upgrade, in my opinion. He's the man.
The godfather of MMA. But he said that now we're going to get to look at some of the Zuffa, the files and the records and how much money people are making because nobody knows.
Yeah, that was actually a few days later. We weren't in that case. We weren't there for that court appearance. That was the motion to dismiss discovery. And the discovery just means basically anything that they could find as pertinent evidence. So we've already submitted. The guys who have filed suit, myself, Fitch, Kung Lee, Brandon Vera, and everyone else, we've already submitted our cell phones and all of our hard drives, anything we've used in the past, 5 to 10 years, we've turned over her discoveries. They've matched and mirrored all of our hard drives and everything like that. And now, because of the judge siding with us again, the UFC has to do all of that. So Dana White, all these guys, now, of course, they've got multiple cell phones, and who knows what they've erased, but generally we're going to get to see exactly what it is. There's no more ballpark figures that are going to be thrown around. We're going to know exactly how much money they make and exactly what they pay the fighters.
Okay, we know that Dana White's the face, and a lot of us say that he's the turd. Are the fajitas pulling his strings, or what's going on there?
Well, I mean, let's be honest here. You know, they're all pals. You know, and even though Dana's just a face and he only makes about 10% or owns about 10% of the company, they've done nothing to remove this guy. You know, he's when they did the Fox TV deal, if something was going to happen, they probably would have done it then. You know, he still speaks his mind. He still is Dana. So I think they truly are pals, and I don't see any division between them.
Interesting. Of course, we talk about Dana White and Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta. Lorenzo and Frank have got the majority of the UFC outside of 13% owned by the Dubai government and 10% owned by Dana White. They own the rest, and that's worth a lot of money. I guess the UFC franchise is worth close to $1 billion now. Is that what it's estimated at?
Yeah, they estimated over $1 billion. And then there was some talks when they recently, I think they had an initial public offering or something like that. They were trying to present it. So they went to an evaluation process. And whatever the big time, Fitch knows more about it than Nick Corey does as well. So forgive me for butchering it if the guys are listening. But one of these big financial companies, Bloomberg, somebody, they were saying that because of outstanding loans that the UFC has taken, and I was unaware of this, their value might be much less than thought. And they even mentioned a pending court case in which they thought there was surmounting evidence against them, meaning insinuating that, you know, hey, these guys could definitely lose in court, and then again, you would have less value for the company in that case.
Okay, but the bottom line is Dana White supposedly rumored to be worth $300 million, and they're paying the fighters 12 to 15% of their total revenues. I mean, talk about a plantation. I guess we should call Dana White Mazadana. I mean, like a master.
Yeah, you know, and it's the payroll and it's a lot of other things. You know, it's just the crushing the ability to shop yourself around, crushing the ability to get sponsors and other things going through yourself. So, It's the fact that they really have a stranglehold on the entire market that makes it, you know, just devastating for the fighters these days.
Kyle Kingsbury, our guest, of course, the retired UFC light heavyweight. The poster boy, I think, for this Reebok deal is Brendan Schaub, the middle-of-the-road heavyweight. But he was getting $100,000 for advertising on his trunks, and then the Reebok deal is going to get like $5 or $10 grand. Where's that 90 grand? Where is Danny giving him that 90 grand?
You know, I don't think so.
Hell no.
Guys,
Schaub took a vacation from the UFC. He ain't fighting. He says, until this crap's over with, I'm out of here.
Well, he's got the Fighter and the Kid podcast. He's doing well for himself. He doesn't need that, you know.
Okay.
And honestly, a lot of guys made more money in sponsorships than they did from their fight purse. Now when you cripple that, you're really taking away the biggest reason to fight financially.
Yep, taking away their money. The bottom line is, and a lot of people don't realize, Kyle, is that, you know, maybe it costs you 25 or 30 grand to throw a training camp because of the fact that, you know, you got to take 3 months off, but you've got to pay the bills for 3 months. So if you got a wife and kids, guess what? The mortgage still gets paid. You still have to pay for the internet. Plus, you've got to pay for your camp and all that kind of good stuff. And if you get hurt right close to the fight, there's no refunds. You're just out SOL.
Yeah, you're SOL, or say you get a fractured orbital like I had, you might only fight once that whole year. So now you got to stretch that money to last the entire year, all your bills. And if you think you can do it full time, man, you better have a side job. I mean, I've had a side job bouncing at the titty bar the breast bar for as long as I've been in the UFC, and I'm still there. So a lot of these guys have second jobs, and they just don't mention it because that's not the image Dana wants to promote.
We're talking USC, of course, politics as well. Speaking of politics, T.J. Dillashaw has left Team Alpha Male in Sacramento, California for a Team Elevation in Colorado. Does that open up a potential fight between Uriah Faber and T.J. Dillashaw or what?
I think it really does. But, I mean, there's a lot of guys in line at that weight class. We got to see a number of fights happen before then. But I do feel like that's kind of the angle that it can go. You know, I think that there's definitely a rift, and that's why he left. Everyone, he can play Mr. Politician and act like things are cool, but there's definitely something up if he was willing to leave.
Why would Faber take a fight with Frankie Edgar in May in the Philippines? And it didn't make sense for me. I looked at it on paper. I looked at it physically, style-wise. You know, Frankie Edgar's a former lightweight champion coming down from 55 to 45. He's going to have a size, a muscle mass advantage, and he did. I just didn't think that Uriah Faber was smart moving to 145, and, of course, that's his best weight, he says, and fighting Frankie Edgar in that fight. Why was that another Dana push him into a fight type of thing or what?
Yeah, you know, I mean, Faber continues to get good fights and good paydays because of the fact that he's, you know, and this is no knock to him. I'm not trying to say, you know, he's a company man and all that kind of crap, but he does what's asked of him, and they take care of him for it, you know, and certainly that's the better way to go if you're going to be fighting in the UFC is to do that, you know, because then you do get these opportunities, and they continue to give him opportunities, just like when they made him the coach of the Ultimate Fighter instead of Frankie Edgar, who clearly should have been the coach in the Ultimate Fighter.
Interesting. Politics, politics in the world of MMA, who knows? 1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. John Fitch was in the headliner on the World Series of Fighting last night, and some people fell asleep, Kyle.
Yeah, you know what, though? I got to tell you right now, anybody who knows the game, you look at those two guys on paper, that's not an exciting fight to see in terms of, you know, spinning back kicks. I mean, these guys aren't that kind of highlight reel strikers that are going to go in there and really just put you on the edge of your seat. However, they're both great wrestlers, and, you know, if you want to see who can outgrind the other, we saw last night, man. My hat's off to my man, John Fitch.
Okay. I'm going to go through the UFC calendar as we reconnect with Kyle Kingsbury because that cell phone connection is just not the greatest. Kyle, my producer is going to call you right back. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the UFC, a bit, you know, they're off until like the 24th, and they've got, you know, a decent little fight card going there. But you really want to look at the rest of the year, man. As far as the UFC is concerned, the big fight's in December, no question about it. Jose Aldo, the best fighter, pound for pound in the world of mixed martial arts. I mean, undefeated at his weight. He lost one fight at 155. Outside of that, he's never lost a fight at the featherweight division, which he's been the champion of since the UFC like came into fruition with the Zufas. And, of course, before that, he had the World Extreme Cage Fighting Championship. So the bottom line is that guy is the real deal. Back to Kyle Kingsbury on the line, of course, from Silicon Valley. Now, what's the story down there in Silicon Valley? How much of Apple do you own?
You know, I could probably throw a rock and hit their giant new spaceship they're building. But, no, I have no ownership of Apple.
Okay. You know, it's amazing. I lived down in Silicon Valley in the 60s, before your time. And it was nothing down there but walnut orchards. I kid you not. Now you can't find a walnut tree in the whole town.
No, even they got killed. You remember the C.J. Olson's cherry orchard?
Yep.
That's all built up. They've got a tiny little cherry shack. They get everything from Salinas and Gilroy now.
Hey, good point. When you look at the American Kickboxing Academy down there, is Cormier the star?
Well, you know, when Fitch left, they made Cormier the team captain. And he's obviously been the wrestling coach since he got in there. He pumps energy into the gym. You know, he's a great guy to have around, but I think, you know, the unsung hero is obviously Kane. He's been the grinder since day one. He spent the most time in the gym out of anybody.
Yeah, but Kane got beat up so bad that, you know, Fabrice Dunne almost got arrested for domestic violence by the Mexican police down there. I mean, I mean, yikes, man. Yikes. I mean, that's all I can say.
Hey, you know as well as I do, these guys fight again. It's a totally different story. And Dunne could win. I'm not taking anything away from him. Dunne's a beast, but it's going to be a different fight.
You know, I was friends with Mike Trainer, who's Sugar Ray Leonard's manager and a promoter and his advisor and everything. And when Sugar Ray fought Roberto Duran the first time, and he got clocked in round number two, just got clocked with a left hook, almost got knocked down. Mike Trainer said, you know, I lit up a cigarette and sat back and said to myself, well, I hope he doesn't get hurt. When I was watching the Velasquez-Verdun fight, I sat back and lit up a hand-rolled one and said to myself, well, I hope he doesn't get hurt. Basically the same thing.
How was that hand rolled on?
They're always pretty good. You know, I believe in Girl Scout cookies. I'm a big supporter of Girl Scout cookies in this country. How about you?
You know, I'm more of a CBD guy, but I definitely like the OG Kushes and the Indicas. So I'm with you on the Girl Scouts.
1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. Got a minute before the break. When do you think we're going to see this UFC trial come to fruition? How long is this discovery thing going to take?
Man, it could take years. I got to be perfectly honest. Everybody, you know, there's a little bit of hype from the early win, but it could take a long time.
Especially since they got a lot of money, right?
Yeah, they want to tie this thing up. You think these Zuffa lawyers don't want to stretch this thing out as long as they can?
Wait, Kyle, could they do a Bill Cosby on you? You know, because Bill sued people. Bill did all kinds of stuff, and now he's got. I saw 45 women on TV the other day saying Bill Cosby raped them.
Yeah, well, they might have a lifetime special with all the UFC fighters talking about Dana in that regard.
You're tuned to Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, live coast to coast. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Open phone lines 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Byline. And you know we don't give a fuck because that's your birthday. You'll find me in the club. Bottle
full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the eggs. I'm taking drugs. Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Right there, rocked him. Sends a go. Fight! Domi and Guida. Shots there by Hayes. Oh, head kick.
Guida's pace is relentless. 45.
Here again with the head kick and the takedown.
Maynard and Edgar putting on a show.
Outstanding.
Wow.
Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all. And he's got Maynard.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
What you gonna do, brother, when Hulkamania runs wild on you?
should have played that Rowdy Roddy Piper clip instead. I'm not a Hulk Hogan fan. Kyle Kingsbury, our guest, of course. Kyle Kingsbury is a retired MMA fighter from the American Kickboxing Academy out there in Silicon Valley. We were talking about Fabrice Werdum and your teammate Cain Velasquez before the break. You know, most of the time when guys suffer beatings in fights the first time around, they don't win the rematch. Why is Cain going to win this rematch, Kyle?
Well, I know for a fact that he took, because his cardio has always been such a great thing, he took altitude and, more importantly, the pollution in Mexico City for granted. So getting there 2 weeks early, when he should have been there 6 to 8 weeks early, that was his downfall. They're going to fight at sea level. You're going to see his supreme cardio and a man on a mission to regain his title and show the world that he's the best heavyweight.
Okay, is there any merit to the rumor that he still runs a taco truck down on Story Road in San Jose?
You know, it always changes. You know, first it was Adelita's, and then he's always telling me about some new joint that he's at. So he's definitely down with his tacos and rice and beans a little bit more than he should be, but he's out there. He's showing love for the local Mexicans.
A little more than he should be. I mean, the reason why I'm saying this is because, you know, he ballooned up, you know, when he got hurt this last time. He ballooned up in weight, and, of course, coming down in weight, he didn't look hard and tough and really in all that great a condition when he stepped in the octagon against Werdum. He didn't look that great.
Well, King's always had I don't want to call him soft, but I mean, look at Fedor as well. These guys didn't have bodies where you were like, damn, that guy's impressive. You know, but they're the proof's in the pudding. I mean, that's the only fight I've ever seen him get tired. And I promise you, when they fight again, he's not going to get tired.
Well, we'll have to see on that one, because Werdum is no joke, and that's going to be a close fight going in as far as the odds makers are concerned. I got to ask you this. When you look at the impact that women are having now in MMA, of course, Ronda Rousey 3 or 4 years ago when I was blowing smoke up her skirt, everybody thought I was FOS. Remember that one? Oh, come on, Pedro, stop pumping up a chick. You know, she's only a 135-pound chick. Now she's got the world by the cojones.
She's the biggest star in MMA.
Yeah.
Period. I was watching the Carl's Jr. ad, and she had her own breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, she's come a long way from telling people on my show that Chris Cyborg Santos could shoot horse semen in both eyeballs. I mean, I knew she was special, man, not only as a fighter, but that stand-up, man. She's sort of like, she's got a little Rowdy Roddy Piper and a little Mike Tyson and a little Muhammad Ali. She's got all these guys. She puts all the stand-up together, and it comes out Ronda.
Yeah, she's a phenomenal athlete. I think the thing with her is that because she's so talented with the judo and obviously with the arm bars on the ground, it allows her to spend that much extra time with the stand-up, and we've seen her really mature as a fighter and become more well-rounded.
But Chris Cyborg Santos destroys people. She destroys men. She threw 225-pound men across over cars last week in a movie set. Now, I know that's a movie set and things like that, but still, I mean, Ronda's throwing Triple H around. She's throwing guys over cars. These are like two objects coming at each other. What's going to give Ronda Rousey's judo abilities and her striking abilities or Chris Cyborg Santos being the alpha male?
What it comes down to is a matter of if Cyborg is forced to drop to 135, or if, and this is my opinion, what I think they should do is they should bring over the 145-pound division. They're going to expand it anyways. Make that another division for the women's fighting in the UFC. Have Cyborg be the champion. Let her run through everybody the way Ronda's run through everyone at 135. Then have a champion versus champion catch weight fight at 140. Nobody loses a title. Cyborg doesn't have to make the drastic weight cut. And then both can remain champion. Everyone goes home happy.
Ronda's not going to be around that long, though, bro. I don't think there's going to be enough time to a year or 2 years to build that fight up, because I think that she's off to Hollywood. I mean, paying her a lot of money, a lot, and she's more talented than the chick that used to be with Strikeforce. I can't think of her name right now, but
Gina Carano.
Yeah, I mean, she's more talented than Gina. They had voice. They had the voice over Gina's voice for one of those movies. Can you believe that?
She's way more talented than Gina was, and that's not a knock against Gina. That's just telling how good Ronda is. But if they have Cyborg drop to 135, it's not a fight, especially with taking away the IVs and the rehydration therapy that people were used to in the past. It's too big of a cut. I mean, it's 2 minutes into that fight, and you see Cyborg just flat. It's not going to be a fight.
Yeah, I know, and I agree. In fact, you know, as far as the IV, I got back one time after a fight, after a weigh-in, and I struggled to make weight, and And my doctor's telling me, Pete, you know, you feeling okay? I said, yeah, I'm feeling all right. He goes, come on in. You know, after you make weight, come on down. I said, all right. So I went down. He set me up with an IV. I guess I was there for about 2.5-3 hours. Psychologically, it made me feel better. I just felt like, yeah, you know, I didn't have to strain that much to make the weight because I had these electrolytes and things like that going back into me. So I thought that was sort of cool. Now the USA Anti-Doping Association, Nevada City Athletic Commission, ZUFA, the UFC, all these people are saying you can't rehydrate yourself with IVs. I think, again, they're stretching it too far. Who are they to say?
Well, really, I mean, what it comes down to is if you want to protect the fighters and you want to prevent this drastic weight cut, you don't eliminate rehydration techniques. You tell them they have to weigh in on the day of the fight.
Yeah.
And that can be the morning, or that can be right before they walk out into the cage like they do in jiu-jitsu. Whatever the case may be, if it's about helping the fighters and preventing this drastic weight cut, you don't allow them to still make the drastic weight cut the day before and just eliminate any type of ability to rehydrate. You got to change the way you do the whole thing.
Isn't that a recipe for disaster?
It is, and I think the more they study traumatic brain injury, the more they realize that it's the dramatic weight cut that takes hydration out of the brain that's causing a lot of this real brain injury because they don't have that nice cushion that goes around the brain.
Okay. Let me start to explain this to our listeners. Your brain is like, imagine your brain being a piece of fruit, and you drop it in a bowl, and it sort of floats around in this bowl. You know what I'm saying? It sort of floats around in this bowl. Well, when you lose a lot of weight and you get dehydrated per se, that fluid that's in the bowl, it isn't there anymore. So when your brain gets hit, it hits up against the side of your skull. Things happen. Gerald McClellan, I go on and on, but it just isn't pretty. Straight up, I think they should figure out a way to. What about guys fighting? What about guys weighing in before they walk into the octagon? What would that entail? Is that possible?
It is definitely possible, and you see it in jiu-jitsu. Initially, you know, it was an issue. A lot of guys would be a pound or two off, and they would either let it slide if they were a big-name guy, or they would say, sorry, you're done. Now people make weight. You know what weight you have to be. You got to make it. The deal is this. You can go in there 5 pounds dehydrated and still perform well. But when you start cutting more than that, it's just going to be way too taxing. And you might see a couple guys try it, like, oh, hey, you know what, I'm going to go in there. I'm going to be way taller, way longer than this guy. But the second they fade after that first minute or two, they'll know they need to move up in weight and not have this drastic weight cut anymore.
You know, we used to weigh in before these tournaments. We used to weigh in a week before, and that sort of got us in the tournament. And then we had to weigh in the day of the fight, sometimes a couple hours before the fight. But that week before the weigh-in, I would cut weight the day of the con. I'd be in the sauna cutting weight the day of the weigh-in, not eating for a day and a half. And I remember one time I was driving over to Concord, California, to the pavilion where I was going to fight, and I got lightheaded. So imagine if I got lightheaded, not eating for a day and a half, and some guys like Conor McGregor don't eat for 3 or 4 days. That's
time. I mean, it's just a bad deal. You don't want to see that happen, and they need to change something.
Okay. Speaking of Aldo and McGregor, they're going to hook up December the 12th. Still a fight of the year, no question about that right now, right?
I agree. I definitely. Well, you and me both want to see our boy Luke Rockhold fight our boy Chris Weidman, so that's also fight of the year.
Whoa! You know, let's talk about that. What's going to give there? I mean, Weidman, the All American, he's rarely taken off his feet. I think maybe one time or two times in the Anderson Silva fights, but Luke Rockhold, what's going to give there in this middleweight matchup, Kyle?
You know, I'm a homer. I'm with my boy Luke Rockhold here. He's my teammate. But, man, when you write these guys down on paper, they're very close everywhere. And they're both different everywhere. I think the thing that remains to be seen is the ground game. Because Weidman has terrific wrestling. He's a better wrestler than Luke. But Luke has great takedown defense. He's got a tremendous whizzer. He uses a lot of trips and odd things. You see him take Machida down with these trips.
Mm-hmm.
But Luke is so weird on the ground. And Weidman is gifted on the ground, too, so I think that's where we might see some real changes as it gets into later rounds.
Remember Weidman came into town and fought the Filipino Wrecking Machine down in San Jose, and everybody thought that the Filipino Wrecking Machine was just going to wreck Weidman. Weidman was unheard of at that point in time. But you looked at his stats, man, he had never been taken off his feet. And when guys are unbeaten and that good, have got that good wrestling base, man, you know, plus he's learning boxing 101 now, having knocked out Silva. I just think He's more complete right now than I could have imagined. Weidman's really come into his own.
he for sure has. He deserves a lot more credit than he's gotten in the past. He's got knockout power, and he's a well-rounded striker all around. I mean, we were there for that fight against Munoz.
Yeah,
he blasted him with an elbow, a standing elbow, not even in the clinch. He waited for Munoz to come in for the shot, and then he crushed him with that elbow. So there's a lot of tools in his tool box, and I think that's what's going to make that fight so special.
Jose Aldo and Conor McGregor, of course, USC, hooking it up on pay-per-view December the 12th, live from Las Vegas. On that card as well, the aforementioned Uriah Faber taking on Frankie Sens. Is that an easy fight for Faber there at 135, Sens?
I think so. I think, you know, just like I was saying earlier, they give him some good guys to go against. I think he's going to just pretty much walk through anybody until he gets another title shot.
Is he the best fighter in the UFC or the best fighter in the UFC that's never won a UFC title?
I think so. He's got to go down as one of the legends. He's definitely Hall of Fame material. And you see him just perform so well. He's a gifted dude. He's got that beautiful transition to the mounted guillotine that he always throws on guys. I mean, he's fun to watch. That's why they keep putting him in main events and putting him in these big fights.
Okay. How come Nick Diaz was suspended 5 years for testing positive for a marijuana metabolite, and Anderson Silva got less than a year for two banned performance-enhancing anabolic steroids? Talk to me.
Pedro, you're making my blood curdle right now. That is the epitome of
hypocrisy.
when you control the whole game. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's what it is. And you don't hear, the official statement is, we haven't made an official statement yet from the UFC. You know, they've said, oh, we're going to look into this. Our lawyers are going to help Nick, that kind of thing. And it's like, man, why is this even a thing here? You know, get your own lawyers, go to court immediately. 5 years is outrageous for marijuana, and that's not even the worst part. You know as well as I do, the test was BS.
Yeah.
He had three tests. Two were WADA-approved blood tests that he passed with flying colors. The one in the middle that he failed was a piss test that they sent off to New Jersey at Quest Diagnostics, and they didn't test the B sample. So the same issue with Kung Lee is the sandbag maneuver they're pulling, where they say, oh, well, we only test sample A. No. In the Olympics, if you ever test positive, it's not a positive until both A and B samples are tested. But they didn't test the B sample.
Good point, Kyle. In closing, before I let you go, 100,000 signatures were submitted to the White House. Now Obama's gonna write something on this. So the president's involved.
That's very good news.
You're the best news I've had in a long time. Say hello to your lady. How's the kid doing?
He's doing great. He's getting swole, Pedro.
All the best to you, my brother. We'll talk real soon.
Have a good one, Pedro. Talk to you soon, brother.
The great king, the king himself, Kyle Kingsbury, MMA legend, folks. I love him. Thank you so much for spending some time with me. Of course, the great king. Now a father and all kicking it down there in Silicon Valley, bouncing at bars, teaching jiu-jitsu. He's the man. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
But you say, look, yeah, but don't touch, baby.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits.
and you are now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it, the mighty horns of the Tower of Power. Tower of Power coming out with a new album 2016, we're hoping. They're working on it as I speak. Of course, they're taking off for Europe, a one-month tour. Take it off in a few weeks. Of course, Emilio and the gang wish them the very best luck. You check out my work with the band, TowerOfPower.com. Hit the message board and Pedro's Song of the Month. Let's get the bad news out of the way. Pritchard Colon is in a coma. Of course, this is as of Sunday afternoon. And then he got into a fight in a boxing match in Fairfax, Virginia. And he's a Puerto Rican fighter, and he got into a fight. It was Saturday night. He's rushed to a hospital. They had two surgeries. The Washington Post is reporting that emergency surgery was performed not once but twice due to him suffering from bleeding on the brain. As of this writing, he is in a coma. As of this moment, he is in a coma. We wish him the very best luck as far as his recovery is concerned. Next week, live on this show, we'll spend some time with Jessica Philippis. She is a renowned MMA fighter. She's a grappler. She's a real deal. She's one of those chicks you don't want to mess with. Anyway, we'll talk with her about the world of MMA and her winning a medal in the grappling championship over, I think it was in the Middle East. And we'll talk with Frankie Manzioni. Big Frankie, fat Frankie, call him what you want. He was the Justice Department undercover officer that went in there and discovered all those fixed fights that Bob Arum's company, Top Rank, was throwing down there in Las Vegas and the like. And we'll also talk with Lakis Crystal out of Greece. He runs a boxing gym in Greece, so lots of international flavor on next week's show. Of course, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Saturdays, 11 a.m. Pacific time for an hour, combine both boxing and MMA. Then we come to you on Sunday for 2 hours, an hour of boxing and an hour of mixed martial arts. Wait, we're not done. We come back on Mondays, SiriusXM Satellite Radio at 5 p.m. Pacific time with an hour of boxing and an hour of mixed martial arts. And then again, there's the Saturday Night Show. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars, 10 p.m. Pacific time. We have a blast here at Sports Byline. We hope you enjoy both these shows. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Most importantly, I want to thank my guests, Kyle Kingsbury, and, of course, Alton Rogers. Till next time, peace, love, lots of respect. Scott Cuddy, take it away.